with your Truth in Media Moment, sponsored in part by BenSwan.com. Radio and TV hosts such as Mark Levin and Sean Hannity have been talking about this for some time, an Article 5 constitutional convention, which can be used to create new amendments to the U.S. Constitution, new amendments that could be used to force Washington to balance the U.S. budget and would require responsiveness to the people. But is an Article 5 con really the answer? Or is there a reason for Americans who consider themselves to be liberty-minded and constitutionalists to be very weary about this idea? I believe there is. I'll tell you why right after this. The destruction of constitutional liberties and endless foreign wars. The voice of the American people silenced while lawmakers simply enrich themselves and the political class. I'm Ben Swan. It isn't about left versus right. No. The real fight in America is liberty versus tyranny. At BenSwan.com, we are breaking the left-right paradigm. We know that the American two-party system is broken, and that to restore American liberty means to restore your rights as an individual. At BenSwan.com, we cover stories that the national media simply won't touch. From the National Defense Authorization Act and indefinite detention, to nullification, drone strikes, the militarization of police and crony capitalism. We're not afraid to stand up for the rights of the people. We are the face of new media. BenSwan.com, it's where humanity is greater than politics. The idea that Article 5 constitutional convention sure is exciting, but is it also dangerous? Well, it certainly could be. The real danger for liberty-minded Americans is that the current climate among lawmakers, both on the national and the state level, is a climate that has very little regard for personal, individual, and natural rights. Take, for instance, all that's gone on in our nation for the past 12 years since September 11, 2001. Fourth Amendment due process rights have been suspended by Congress. The executive branch claims it has the power to indefinitely detain U.S. citizens until the end of the war on terror. And speaking of war, Congress hasn't had a constitutionally declared war since World War II. The Second Amendment right to keep and bear arms is infringed more and more daily. So here's the big question. If an Article 5 constitutional convention is held, what will it do to force Congress and the President to obey the Constitution when they're not obeying it now? The other danger, what happens if new amendments are added to attempt to strip constitutional rights that currently exist? For stories that affect your liberty, you can find me online at BenSwan.com. That's BenSwan.com, where humanity is greater than politics.
Coming from Blue Force Gear, the same thing they did with weapon slings. Blue Force Gear has revolutionized the Molly Load carriage with the Helium Whisper attachment system. Pouches built with Helium Whisper technology are fully Molly compatible and are lighter, thinner, and more durable than current issue equivalents. Lighter gear enables you to move faster with less bulk, ensuring that you will survive to fight another day. Find ultralight gear with the revolutionary Helium Whisper attachment system at blueforcegear.com.
This is Dr. Robert Rowan here to give you an important message regarding stem cell treatment. World-renowned physician, stem cell expert, and friend Dr. David Steinblatt has performed over 8,000 stem cell treatments since 2001. Bone marrow stem cells are completely legal to do here in the USA. The bone marrow stem cell treatment is not only fast, done in less than 2 to 3 hours, but is relatively pain-free and has little to no recovery time. Dr. David Steinblatt and his office are able to help and treat patients who suffer from cerebral palsy, traumatic brain injury, stroke, macular degeneration, arthritis, Parkinson's disease, congestive heart failure, and more. Personally using their services for my knee and seeing great improvement, Dr. David Steinblatt is highly recommended by me. Go to stemcellmd.org or call 800-300-1063 to find out more. Again, stemcellmd.org or call 800-300-1063 today to receive more information.
Ceramic body armor is rated to stop 6 hits. But what about the 7th? Unlike ceramic or Kevlar, Infidel body armor is proven to take hit after hit, and it just won't quit. Reasonably priced and designed for the smart civilian prepper, Infidel stops hundreds of hits from small arms to high-powered rifles. That means safety and peace of mind. Buy yours at InfidelBodyArmor.com. Spelled I-N-F-I-D-E-L BodyArmor.com. Infidel body armor just won't quit.
A suppressed medical breakthrough guarantees anyone total health power with a simple device. That sounds impossible, doesn't it? In fact, it sounds like snake oil. How is it that something so simple could make such a profound change and isn't headline-making news? What if I told you it was? What if I told you in March of 1991 the news was groundbreaking? If you're like most people, you're wondering if this is true. We'll show you why your doctor hasn't told you about this. Go to drbeckprotocol.com or call 928-853-2821.
The government's Department of Homeland Security is buying up loads of ammo. At the same time, they're restricting civilians' rights to own and purchase firearms. Can you put two and two together? Infidel Body Armor can stop every round, including hollow points and 308 sniper rounds, is reasonably priced and fully legal. But for how long? Go to InfidelBodyArmor.com, spelled I-N-F-I-D-E-L, BodyArmor.com. Infidel Body Armor. Just won't quit.
Shall not be in threat, shall not be in threat, shall not be in threat.
Shall not be in friend. From the nation's Second Amendment watchdog, anti-gunners, get ready for the pain. The misinformation is over because this is the blunt object. From Gun Owners of America, this is Lock and Load with Bill Frady. Bill Frady.
And off we roll into the second hour. On a Monday, this is Lock and Load. The number to get in, 1-800-313-9443. That is 1-800-313-9443. If you've got a sticky notepad, write this down. Lowercase letters. Bill Radio 1. All one word. The number one at the end of it. Now, if right now you find yourself living in Pennsylvania, Oklahoma, Colorado, Texas, or Florida, and you're not a member of them, you can use that promo code to get added months to your already insanely cheap membership to join Texas Law Shield / U.S. Law Shield. Joining me again from Second Amendment Defense Headquarters, somewhere deep in the heart of Texas, is Michelle Byington and Edwin Walker. Good morning, guys.
Hello, Bill.
Good morning, Bill.
Let me ask you guys a question. We've talked a lot of times about the police being sort of skewed towards arresting these open carriers, but yeah, they haven't shot any of them yet. Did you see what happened in New Mexico with the camping dude?
Yeah, I saw a reference to it on the news. But I have not seen the video clip.
Okay, and in Albuquerque, I believe, folks, and Michelle and Edwin, they got this guy who apparently is illegally camping somewhere, which is hilarious in its own right. Just illegally camping, and they come up on him, guns up. Some of them have got non-lethal rounds, and some of them have lethal rounds. He's put on his backpack and gathered his belongings to walk out there with him, and somebody lobs a flashbang, which I would have to imagine were the police, because that camper didn't look like he had flashbangs with him. I could be off base on that one, of course. But when the flashbang goes off, so do the guns, and they shoot him down like a dog.
Yeah. I believe there is a... I mean, I was looking for the video of it, but yeah, I heard about it. It's just, it's ridiculous comes to mind. Obviously, this is a horrible, horrible thing for the guy who got shot. But
yes,
the thing about it is that it's all, you know, we've addressed this several times on your show about the militarization of the police departments. And, you know, they all have SWAT teams, they all prepared, every situation they go into with their guns pulled, and they say, you know, and of course you always see on the news the tragic circumstances about police officers being shot in the line of duty and things like that, and so they, you know, they like to say, you know, every traffic stop could turn into this, and every situation could turn violent immediately, and I guess that's a, you know, this certainly is a possibility, but... what about the thousands and thousands of encounters that don't turn out violently? And it just seems like that they're already swayed to that situation. And, you know, they think everybody's got a gun. And, you know, of course, we mentioned this last week, but you know, that poor old 70-year-old some odd guy who got shot for getting his cane out of the back of his truck.
Right. He only got shot once out of six rounds sent his way, but yes, he did get shot. How did we turn this back? The police, 2013 was a great year to be in law enforcement because the fewest police officers in a very long time lost their lives while on duty. Which, if I was a police officer, I don't want to lose my life while on duty.
Well, nobody wants to get killed at their job. I mean, I'm sure that the clerk working the night shift at the convenience store thinks the same thing. You know, is this going to be the night that two men in masks come in and kill me for no reason, you know, for a carton of cigarettes?
You guys have to deal with this with some of the stuff you do because of the, in Texas of all places, with the where it's legal to carry a gun in the open where they arrest you for it.
Yes.
And, I mean, is that indicative of law enforcement gone wild? I mean, is that what we're watching? I mean, I get that they've ninja'd up, and I know about the fusion centers and about how all of them want to have an MRAP in case, I don't know, you know, maybe the bingo night goes horribly awry. But is there a legal recourse in the United States to try to start turning this back? How would the people in these municipalities start to try to turn that back?
Well, the first thing that they can do is put political pressure on the police departments themselves. And also, one thing that has led to this is the general fear of guns in our society is that there's unfortunately a lot of people out there that believe guns are evil, that only bad people carry guns. And whenever somebody calls in to the police department, they usually call 911. Oh my God, I saw a man with a gun on the street. Well, the police have to investigate that, and they have to respond to it. And I understand that. But once they see that it's just a dude with a gun slung over his shoulder, they should write it up as a non-event and then go about their business. But instead, a lot of police officers, they want to, they initiate the confrontation. I haven't seen any open carry YouTube videos where the gun carrier initiates the confrontation with the police. You know, walking up to a police officer who just happens to be, sitting in his car in a parking lot and walks up to him and says, "Hey, look, I got a gun. What are you going to do about it?" You know, that never happens. It's always the police initiating the confrontation.
So, it's got to start on the local level, is that what you're basically telling me?
Yes, that if you put political pressure on the police department, that, maybe some of these supervisors, in which it's strange, I don't really have much trouble with supervisors. It's always the officer on the street. But the officer in the street takes their directions from the supervisors. And so we can put political pressures on the cities to get the supervisors to just basically do some more training. It's surprising how many officers come out of the police academies not knowing a lot of the firearms laws.
Is this, now, there was one thing that came out, you referenced the shooting in Florence, South Carolina, with the old man with the cane.
Yes.
And one of the things that people are saying right now is that part of it may be due to bad training, not enough training.
Well, that certainly goes back to that. I mean, I think a well-trained officer is a good police officer. And, of course, you're dealing with people of all stripes. You've got people who have a fantastic amount of intelligence and common sense that are police officers. Unfortunately, you have the opposite as well. And so what's going to happen is that anytime they meet one of these potentially stressful situations, there's just a chance that they'll make a good decision as a bad decision. The thing about it is, though, is that a lot of people, if they make a bad decision at work, there are serious repercussions. But with a police officer, they're cloaked with a lot of immunity that insulate them. They've got immunities, they've got unions, and they're cloaked with a lot of protections that make it really difficult to impact their job in the event that they make a wrong decision, either purposely or negligently.
Well, now, I know, like, in Texas where you guys are at. Well, I'll tell you what, I want to ask, I don't know if I've ever asked you about this before, but we'll pick it up when we get back. On a Monday, this is Lock and Load. Modern Patriots and operators choose the industry-leading number one patented piston system from Adams Arms. The Adams Arms rifle is the natural evolution of the original Stoner design. All of its strengths, none of the weaknesses. With a lifetime warranty and made in the USA, this life-coating processed AR-15 is available in numerous configurations only at Adams Arms. To order, visit the website at adamsarms.net. Adams Arms, precision technology for the modern warrior.
Extend your life with Extendovite.
Chelation was first used in the 50s to get the lead out, but the doctors found it also improved circulation and heart health. Today, people still spend thousands of dollars to take chelation. The herbs in Extendovite were chosen for their chelating and healing effects to give you the detoxifying benefits of chelation plus the health benefits of the other herbs for a fraction of the cost of chelation therapy. People have reported finding many long-term ailments start to disappear the longer they take Extendovite. It is no secret that if you remove the toxins, you remove the causes of many of today's ailments. Don't wait any longer. To order, call 1-877-928-8822. That's 1-877-928-8822. Or visit our website at heartdrop.com.
Extend your life with Extendovite.
There are many water filters to choose from, but there is only one system that is consistently customer rated 5 stars as the number one system for effective filtration of fluoride, radiation, drug residues, heavy metals, a wide range of radioisotopes, and more. Introducing the PureFect Ultra, the next generation water filter that also raises alkaline pH, improves antioxidant potential, and has advanced anti-radiation technology. All while using no electricity. Sold worldwide, it provides virtually instant clean water on demand. It is not made in China, and the shipping is free to all 50 states. Buy your PureFect Ultra today by visiting PureFectFilters.com or call 888-891-4821. Again, that's 888-891-4821 or visit PureFectFilters.com.
A suppressed medical breakthrough guarantees anyone total health power with a simple device. That sounds impossible, doesn't it? In fact, it sounds like snake oil. How is it that something so simple could make such a profound change and isn't headline-making news? What if I told you it was? What if I told you in March of 1991 the news was groundbreaking? If you're like most people, you're wondering if this is true. We'll show you why your doctor hasn't told you about this. Go to drbeckprotocol.com or call 928-853-2821.
All my friends know the low rider.
Now, more pounding from the blunt object.
And welcome back on a Monday. This is Lock and Load. The number to get in, 1-800-313-9443. We've talked about this many times before with the folks from Texas Law Shield. They're joining us again, Michelle and Edwin from Texas Law Shield. About police being out of control. And did you guys know about, have I ever told you about the Coalition to Stop Gun Violence study in Texas?
No.
The Coalition to Stop Gun Violence, because you guys have so many concealed handgun license holders, decided to do a study on how many of your concealed handgun license holders commit crime. But because they did that study, you can take that study and their data that they came up with, and there's some very interesting stats that come out of Texas from that. Like, for example, between concealed handgun licensees and police officers are three times as likely to commit domestic, get charged with domestic violence, up to murder of their domestic violence, more so than the concealed handgun license holder.
In fact,
in Texas, if you're just a non-Texas handgun license holder and you are not in law enforcement, you're 87 times more likely to commit some kind of crime in Texas than the concealed handgun license holder. I thought that was a very interesting back blow for those Coalition to Stop Gun Violence.
I have not seen it compared to police officers. But, yeah, here in Texas, the Department of Public Safety issues statistics on a pretty frequent basis of concealed handgun holders and what crimes CHL holders are committing. And the numbers are just staggeringly low. It's like 0.001% of a CHL holder will commit a crime, throughout a 2 or 3 year period. It just goes to show that the people who lawfully carry these guns are law-abiding citizens, and these are the people you want carrying guns, and apparently are more trustworthy than our average police officer walking around.
Well, I guess my question here is, and I'm being too simplistic, and we're going to move on from this here very shortly, but who's going to turn this tide back? Because we know that police officers are not some sort of super breed of human. Their incidence of alcoholism is higher than the average Joe. We know that the people that walk around without a badge in Texas are much more peaceful than the ones wearing badges, at least against their spouses. And we've got these incidences where a guy picks up a cane, a guy puts on a backpack. You had a kid the other day that said, "What, you going to shoot me at some college?" And he got shot 5 times. All unarmed. At some point, I would think that one of two things is going to happen. One would be really bad. It would be really bad for everybody. It'd be bad for everybody. But shouldn't Abbott in his role in Texas, for example, or Wilson in the role of South Carolina, or I don't know who the New Mexico Attorney General is, but shouldn't they be looking at this and saying, wait a minute, this just doesn't fly. There's no way that was justified in any world where reality is present.
Yeah, absolutely. And it's up to us. It's up to me. It's up to you. It's up to everybody listening to this program on a daily basis to put that pressure on our political leaders and make sure that they come out with a stance on these horrific things that are happening.
And also, whenever there's an incident involving the police that's so egregious that the district attorney's office feels compelled to file charges on it, the members of the grand jury here in Texas, there's not a whole lot of enthusiasm on grand juries to indict police officers. And the grand juries, at least here in Texas, they're the citizens that sort of act as the gatekeeper about who gets charged with a felony and who doesn't. And so you have to deal with that. There's been an overwhelming number of incidences where the Harris County District Attorney's Office here in Houston will file charges against a police officer and the grand jury will not indict them.
Do they keep their job if they don't get indicted?
Definitely keep their job. Heck, there was an incident with a local police department. It didn't involve a firearm, but it is sort of indicative of the situation we're dealing with. Two officers from a local police department picked up the neighborhood drunk. In fact, he had, I think he'd been let out of jail like a day earlier on a public intoxication charge. The police stumbled on him again. He was drunk again. I don't know that he was as, he wasn't as comical and friendly as Otis.
I was about to say, he sounds a lot like Otis.
No, but they, instead of just, you know, either letting him go about his business, there was no indication that he was putting himself or others in danger in any way. He was just sort of hanging around an abandoned building or something. And instead of letting him just go about his business or just simply transporting him to the jail, they roughed him up so bad that he eventually died from a punctured lung from a broken rib. And the district attorney's office brought, you know, filed charges against the two officers, but the grand jury no-billed both of them. You know, even after the evidence showed that he had been kicked in the rib cage several times.
Well, I mean, I'm all for law and order. As a matter of fact, I prefer law and order. But I believe that nobody's above the law, and I believe that if somebody transgresses it, I don't know what the legal proceeding would be, say, in Texas, where a grand jury, in the face of overwhelming evidence, just looks at somebody and says, but he wears a badge. I think police should be held to a higher standard than they got to get home safely every night. I mean, that's not a job where anybody's conscripted. They get to go choose that of their own volition.
And, exactly. And there's a lot of perks about being a police officer. Believe me, that here in Texas, they're not having any trouble whatsoever recruiting for police departments.
But, I mean, doesn't this set a template of danger where eventually, I mean, the facade of law and order is not because the police are there. It's because most people are good. And if most people begin to look at the police and really, where they're acting like real jackbooted thugs, aren't the police going to become targets?
I don't think they'll become targets. I mean, there's too many good people in the world I don't think there'll be a popular uprising. I don't think it'll be, you know, violent in any way.
Well, I'm not talking about in mass, but let's think about the Chris Dorner scenario.
Yeah.
Well, I mean, the Chris Dorner scenario, that was one guy.
Right.
And he had them, they were so badly shaken, they were shooting at anything that resembled a pickup truck.
Uh-huh.
So, I mean, that's not good for society either. But we're coming up on the next break, and we're going to go away from this because I don't want to talk about this every week. We got other stuff to talk about. I'm being asked how things are coming along for states like Illinois and Indiana.
Well, Illinois is not on our list at this moment because of their anti-gun policy, but they are not off the list completely. They're just not in the next five states we're going.
Yeah, they just became a new consideration, right?
They just became a new consideration. They bumped up a little bit on the list, but not too high.
Yeah, they still got laws that create a lot of red tape for people who still want to be, like, you still have to get that FOIA card. I mean, it's just unbelievable. You have to get a FOIA card, and then you can apply for a CHL. And it's just...
That's enough vetting to get a CHL, isn't it?
Exactly.
What about Indiana?
Indiana is a good state. You know, we're looking at, you know, the Midwest is one area of the Indiana, Ohio, Missouri, Kansas. All the states through the Midwest are areas that we're actually preparing to put together our organization in.
All right. We'll be right back.
So sick, I see the things my mind, it just can't believe it's so wasting away. Why is life so bittersweet?
With new and ever-increasing health threats on the rise, there has never been a more crucial time to support your immune system. Supernatural Silver is a revolutionary new silver solution that is clinically shown to be several hundred times more effective than colloidal or ionic silver and is powerful enough to help protect you and your family from deadly viruses, bacterias, and fungus. Supernatural Silver is scientifically supported, highly effective, and perfect for everyday use inside the body as well as out. The Science Digest Journal says silver is our mightiest germ fighter. It is virtually non-toxic and is emerging as a wonder of modern science. Supernatural Silver is the number one choice of thousands for improved health and immune system support. Find out how Supernatural Silver can change your life. Go to supernaturalsilver.com. Supernaturalsilver.com and use the promo code SILVER2014 for 20% off. Give yourself and your loved ones a fighting chance with Supernatural Silver.
You are tuned in to the Republic Broadcasting Network. Visit our website by going to republicbroadcasting.com.
www.thepeacefulpeace.org.
Keenly aware of the similarity between tactical and competitive training, the Shooter Source fuses the two worlds together. Their product line is based on speed of movement, and the Shooter Source caters to both the three-gun competitor and the tactical operator. The Shooter Source specializes in the cutting-edge tools for any shooter of any discipline. See them on the range or online. Find out how at theshootersource.com. The Shooter Source, one philosophy encompassing all.
The hardest hitting rebel newspaper of them all, by mail, anywhere in the CSA or US. For the next 12 issues, send $25 cash, check, or money order to TFF, P.O. Box 385, Silver Hill, Alabama, 36576.
At Griffin Industries, the concept of good is never good enough. Combining extreme fit, function, and appearance, the Griffin Industries weapons and ammo carrying systems have taken the industry standard and turned it upside down. With an organic manufacturing process, Griffin Industries ensures tolerance and quality control with no equal. Flat rate shipping and rapid turnaround gets this superlative product in your hands and on your belt in no time. Visit GriffinIndustries.com. Griffin Industries, the 21st century solution.
World-renowned physician and stem cell expert Dr. David Steenblok, D.O., and his research staff have spent years developing all-natural formulations that support the body's own stem cell production and mobilization system. An everyday stem cell supplement, creating the birth of Stemgevity. Stemgevity stem cell mobilization formula is for use by men, women, and children of all ages to support your body's stem cell system naturally, quickly, and safely. Stemgevity helps support your heart and circulatory system, bones and joints, liver, skin, brain, and much more. Order your bottle now at Stemgevity.com today. That's Stemgevity, Stemgevity.com. Or call now toll-free, 800-300-1063. Buy two bottles and receive a third bottle free by mentioning RBN. Anyone who wants to get healthy needs Stemgevity. Call 800-300-1063 today.
Recognizing that America's most valuable resource is in their care, PNW Arms has forever changed the face of weapons science. Relentlessly pursuing research and development, PNW Arms is driven by exactitude. They have applied their collaborative skills, advancing ballistic science to a degree unimagined, both in existing ammunition potential and in creations yet to come. To find out more, go to PNWArms.com. At PNW Arms, their mission is nothing less than to change the face of the shooting industry forever.
Hey, gun grabbers, do you feel the pain?
I cannot take it.
And welcome back on a Monday. This is Lock and Load. The number to get in, 1-800-313-9443. Joined again by Michelle Byington and Edwin Walker from Texas / U.S. Law Shield. Guys, did your latest Killeen case get resolved yet?
It's just Jason. Slowly. What's that?
With our friend Jason?
Yeah, no, they haven't. The DA keeps telling me they don't have the file yet.
Still, are they? Is this a stall tactic? Why wouldn't they just want to put this to bed if they're losing it?
Well, it's hard to say. I mean, obviously there are 1,200 municipalities in the state of Texas. There's 254 counties in the state of Texas, and they all run their railroads a different way. So, for example, if he was in Harris County, we would have already had at least one court appearance and maybe two, because police departments are directed by the DA's office to turn their paperwork in immediately, because the first sitting in the case is usually 7 days after the arrest occurs. In other counties, for example, Galveston County, which is right next door to Harris County, the case you wait usually 3 or 4 months for your first court appearance in Galveston County. So what? It doesn't surprise me that they have delayed. Maybe they do have it. Maybe they don't have it. Maybe they're delaying it on purpose. I don't know. But it has not reached the stage to it's being unreasonable yet.
Let me bring everybody up to speed if you're not following what we're talking about. Come and Take It in Texas, the Open Carry Group, one of their founders, Jason, you don't need to know his last name, sitting with permission on private property using Wi-Fi to upload a YouTube video, has a couple of black powder guns in the back of his car, some of Killeen's finest roll up on him. Was that Temple? Was that Temple Police that actually?
Yeah.
Was that Temple Police Department?
Yeah, rolls in fact, Killeen didn't have anything to do with it.
Okay, okay, I'm getting my cities wrong. Temple Police. and arrest him. Well, arrest him on a lot of reasons. They basically destroyed one of his black powder pistols. And I talked to Jason about almost a month ago, right, guys? Is that when I first called you about him?
Yes.
And it was felt at that time that it was not going to go to court because they messed up everything they wrote up on the quote-unquote crime. And Edwin's just been waiting to put him in the naked chokehold and just let them go limp. And they won't show up because they haven't got the file.
Yes. Well, there's definitely a defense there that the police department failed to address or clear. And that's another thing. Usually with a lot of your big cities, and keep in mind, you know, even though Bell County is, I mean, it's on the smaller side. But with your large counties, generally before the police arrest anybody, they have to clear it with the DA's office. And I think that if this would have been cleared by the DA's office in advance, they probably would not have taken the charge.
Well, they had to figure out one to give him, didn't they? They had to go. How many times they have to huddle up and say, "Okay, this ain't working out the way we thought. We got to make up something. We got to arrest somebody somehow."
Yes. So they huddle up and they try to come up with something. And that's the thing is that. I've seen a lot of times, and this is not just with firearms cases, but a lot of times the police will go out of their way to work really hard to discover some sort of crime. And this has to do with not just the police mentality about arrest first and then let it sort out, but the fact that the legislature makes these crimes available for the police to pick and choose from. And that's, you know, that's another area where I really, really think people ought to get involved is keep an eye on your state legislator and watch what kind of situations they write these criminal laws for and try to anticipate the way that that law can be either abused or used in a way that wasn't intended. You know, some of the unintended consequences of these bills and just, you know, hold your legislators to a higher standard as well.
But, and, you know, when you're talking about that, one of the things that I have you guys had any of the open carriers arrested lately? I haven't seen it if there have been. There's like this rash of them, and then it's just sort of quieted down.
Yeah, I guess little incidents happened around the state. There's been no high profile mass arrest. And in fact, just a couple last week at the big music festival in Austin, South by Southwest, the open carry and the come and take it people in the Austin area staged a rally and a march that proceeded through downtown Austin amongst all the foreign press and the national press and the music patrons, and not a single incident occurred. It all went off without a hitch. There were no incidences of violence. There were no arrests. There were no confrontations. It all went just as smooth as glass.
Except for that guy who plowed into people with a minivan.
Yes, who obviously had absolutely nothing to do with the open carry people.
Right.
And probably if you asked him, he had political views the opposite of the open carry people.
Now, but see, here's the question. You're talking about the legislators enabling. Is this where we get this overly? I mean, in Texas, it seems like the carrying in a threatening manner when these guys are walking around with a rifle slung butt up, muzzle down, on their back, they abuse that the same way the U.S. Congress abuses the Commerce Clause. because they have not articulated what is a non-threatening manner.
Correct. In the absence of a court case interpreting that, we really don't know. What would have to happen is the legislature could amend that law and simply include in the definition of the law, for purposes of this section, displaying in a manner calculated to alarm shall not include the mere carrying of a, you know, of a firearm, something like that. It could be very, very clear to clear up. But like I said, until this rash of open carry arrest, this law had existed for 40 years without any major court needing, any appellate court needing to define that term.
So they're just willing to let it go with the status quo and let their constituents get arrested for not breaking the law.
Well, no, I don't know that. I mean, we may see the introduction of some bills. Keep in mind, Bill, the Texas legislature only meets for 5 months every 2 years.
That's right. You guys actually practice small government.
Yes, we thankfully do not have a full-time legislature that meets year-round and gets paid exorbitant salaries. Being a member of the state of the Texas legislature really is a public service. I think the annual salary is only like $8,000, and you only meet for 5 months out of the year. You can hold hearings and things throughout the year. You don't have to do those while the legislature is in session. But the only time bills can get passed and laws can get signed is whenever the legislature is in a regular or a special session.
When we get back, we're coming up on the last break. This one has really sort of flown by. But when we get back, I want to ask you guys about, within your membership, how many of your... I would think that the number is minuscule. But and you can probably give me a quick and dirty answer in the next minute. How many people that are members of Texas/US Law Shield actually call you because they have committed a crime? Isn't the reason they call you because they've tried to get a box of shoes that is way overhead and their gun flashes or something like that?
Well, none of our members call us to say, hey, I just committed a crime. It's always a situation where they've had to use their gun to defend themselves, their property, their family, and the police or the DA have interpreted as an unjustified use of the firearm, which, of course, our job is to go into court and prove that it was a justified use. They don't prove it. I shouldn't say that, but they will create reasonable doubt as to whether or not it was a crime by stating that it was a justified use of their firearm.
Roger that. You pretty much answered that. Well, I'm going to ask you about this incident the other day, just so you can check it out. Did you see where the maintenance man was being beaten with ball bats, and he used his legally owned firearm to stop it, and he's going to be charged? Did you see that?
What state was that in?
I think it was New York. It doesn't really surprise me if it was in New York, but, I just want to get your take on that, simply because it's just about as convoluted as doing something that's not illegal and getting arrested for it in Texas. We'll be right back. Last time this hour, going back to RBN on a Monday. This is Lock and Load.
Do you own a gun? The attorneys and members of Texas Law Shield see every day how law-abiding citizens can become the victims of an anti-gun culture and a legal system that is designed to produce convictions rather than seek justice. Texas Law Shield is a firearm single defense program dedicated to protecting legal gun owners. We offer comprehensive criminal and civil coverage with our 24/7 emergency hotline. Texas Law Shield completes your armed self-defense plan. To become a member, visit TexasLawShield.com.
Herbal Healer Spring Sale. 500 parts per million colloidal silver, all sizes. COQ10 with hawthorn, glucosamine chondroitin, sea cucumber, colloidal minerals, Superfam and Super Male Plaques.
Colon Enhancer, our top-selling liquid, Cal-Mag Vitamin D, MSM Sulfur Capsules, and Elderberry Power Capsules. We also offer certificate correspondence courses in natural medicine. Free memberships and free online newsletters also available at herbalhealer.com. Herbal Healer has been serving the natural medicine industry for 25 years. This is a company you can count on. Visit herbalhealer.com today. Herbalhealer.com. That's herbalhealer.com.
Whew. Nice shoot. Hey, that's a sweet AK-47 chest rig. Is that multicam?
Yeah, got it from StrikeHardGear.com.
Strike what?
StrikeHardGear.com.
Set your sights on StrikeHardGear.com. Tough, tactical gear for your Soviet-style weapon that's made in the USA. Affordable, plus a no-questions-asked 30-day money-back guarantee and lifetime replacement warranty. StrikeHardGear.com. Go ahead. Pull the trigger.
This is Dr. Robert Rowan here to give you an important message regarding stem cell treatment. World-renowned physician, stem cell expert, and friend Dr. David Steinblatt has performed over 8,000 stem cell treatments since 2001. Bone marrow stem cells are completely legal to do here in the USA. The bone marrow stem cell treatment is not only fast, done in less than 2 to 3 hours, but is relatively pain-free and has little to no recovery time. Dr. David Steinblatt and his office are able to help and treat patients who suffer from cerebral palsy, traumatic brain injury, stroke, macular degeneration, arthritis, Parkinson's disease, congestive heart failure, and more. Personally using their services for my knee and seeing great improvement, Dr. David Steinblatt is highly recommended by me. Go to stemcellmd.org or call 800-300-1063 to find out more. Again, stemcellmd.org or call 800-300-1063 today to receive more information.
Salient Arms International. Salient Arms takes your weapons platform and refines the most important functioning features, enhancing your weapon's reliability. An SAI enhanced platform is the epitome of excellence and will dominate competition, self-defense, or combat. Visually striking and engineered to its fullest potential, discover the SAI commitment to excellence. To find out more, go to SalientArmsInternational.com. Salient Arms International. Innovation Cube. War Sport introduces the LBOA AR. This highly anticipated rifle is the embodiment of the low visibility operation concept. Made and designed in the USA, the LBOA combines mil-spec and specially designed features, bringing a flat-shooting, extremely durable AR from concept to reality. To find out more, go to lboa.us. War Sport, making function and reliability on an extreme level. This is only the beginning.
Bill Frady, bald and dangerous.
Nah, not really. I've got the dangerous people with me today, though. On a Monday, this is Lock and Load. The number to get in, 1-800-313-9443. Joining me again from Texas, from Texas Law Shield and U.S. Law Shield. By the way, guys, are you about to tie the knot with Georgia now?
Yes, we are in the final stages of making sure all of our marking materials are perfect, and then we'll be ready for business very soon.
Yeah, and we're going to have to do some slight revisions. Georgia has a new law that's waiting for the governor's signature.
Yeah.
That will expand the places where a Georgia license holder, well, any license holder that Georgia recognizes, will be able to take their handgun.
I was going to talk about this other thing, and I can't find enough details on it real quick to bring you up to speed on it, so I'm going to abandon it. But in Florida, hasn't their legislature just passed something where now a warning shot can be part of their self-defense plan?
Well, in which it's kind of, I guess it's sort of the same. We don't provide for warning shots here in Texas.
Right.
In which if you shoot at somebody, regardless of whether it's a warning shot or not, you can always you can always, in court, if they charge you with aggravated assault, one of the elements is that you intended to cause an injury. You can always argue that, hey, it was a warning shot. I didn't intend to cause an injury. You still got a whole host of other problems. But here in Texas, you know, it's legal self-defense to show your weapon in a situation to try to avoid an escalation of a situation. So I can understand where they're coming from. We do answer a lot of questions regarding warning shots, and warning shots are very popular. And I've seen on the news, there was one, what was it, a story where an old man found somebody breaking into his house, and he shot him, and of course the distraught relatives, I'm using my air quotes, the distraught relatives were on TV saying, you know, he could have given him a warning shot, he could have given him a warning shot. Well, you know, a lot of states are like Texas, where, you know, a shot is a shot. It doesn't matter if it was intended as a warning shot or is it intended to, you know, to kill the individual. You're still, you know, once you pull that trigger, the law is going to look at you and look at your circumstances the exact same way, whether it was a warning shot or whether it wasn't.
The what do you think about that? I mean, warning shots to me is another reason to shoot somebody you don't intend to shoot. That's another way to do it, inadvertently. Because I don't know how many people... I think it's probably easier to focus your sight on the bad guy than it is to take your eyes off... Keep your eyes on the bad guy and try to direct a shot where it's not going to hurt anybody.
Well, unless you're shooting it directly into the ground in front of you.
Right.
And not into a piece of concrete, I should say that.
Right.
You're shooting into a grassy area,
right? Shooting into the grassy knoll.
Yeah, then you can be pretty rest assured that you're not going to, that you're not going to hurt anybody that way. But the thing about it is that if you're close enough that they're going to, you know, that they present a threat to you, your verbal command alone to stop should be enough. In the event that that doesn't work, then obviously you need to be prepared to stop it through the use of a you know, of a shot to their body.
I would never use a warning shot. I would never use a warning shot just because they're so close. You know, most of your attacks, I mean, they're not going to be waving at me when I'm 35 feet away going, hey, yo, guess what's coming your way? It's probably going to happen when it's really, really close, and I'm just not going to have time to even think about a warning shot. But, I hear all of those people saying they should have done a warning shot. He didn't mean to invade their house. He didn't mean to kick in their door. It was an accident. You know, I hear all about that all the time. I don't put a lot of credence in it.
Right.
I mean, home invasions are starting to spread out in the United States away from the urban areas, aren't they?
Yes. It's a frightening trend. And obviously everybody should be prepared for it. I know, unfortunately, a lot of people have kids, so they can't be as prepared as I am, which I have a handgun at every place I sit in my house.
I don't have one at every place I sit in my house. I take one with me to every place I sit in my house.
Well, you can do that as well.
Yeah. So, I could probably do what you're doing, because I don't have that many places to sit at my house, but sometimes I'm carrying around my favorite, you know. It's matching my outfit and stuff like that.
Exactly.
Let me plug you guys right quick, and then we'll come back to the Q&A. If you live in Colorado, Oklahoma, Florida, Texas, or Pennsylvania, I don't understand why you're not a member of Texas/US Law Shield, because you can go out and you can buy the holster, you can buy the gun, you can take the training, you can have the 360 degree situational awareness. If in the unfortunate circumstance that you actually find that you have to defend yourself with a gun, you are now out of your depth, because here comes the prosecutors, here comes the police, and as soon as you've done the event, whatever it may be, whether you brandished and somebody just ran away or whatever, when you call the police and you call them on their, I've accidentally called them on their 1-800 emergency line one time, and They got quite irate with me for not having a gun emergency. They're all business on that. So you have the attorney-client privilege from the get-go, and they're going to shore you up as it what comes after is unfolding in front of you. And if you use Bill Radio 1, all lowercase, all one word, but one is numeric, you get 14 months for the price of 12, which is $120. No, it's, what is it? It's $132, $133 for the year. If you use Bill Radio 1, Edwin and Michelle will teach you how to fight like nobody's business with a gun. Right, guys?
You got it.
Okay. Michelle's particularly dangerous, too. She sounds so nice. And I'm, you know, just not...
Yeah, Michelle spent the entire weekend talking to a very large female gun organization here in Texas.
Between the two of you, who's the better shot?
Probably Michelle. I've got fairly bad eyes.
Edwin's old. I have the luxury of youth.
Yes.
Don't worry about that, Edwin. You know what? As we get older, we don't have to be cool anymore, but we can be cruel.
Yes. My contact prescription is -12.5.
I don't wear contacts. I have to wear, what do they call them?
Readers?
Well, lineless bifocals.
Oh, okay.
And, but yes, you know, I found that women, even when my eyes were good, women, it's the whole breathing touch thing. Once they figure out how to do the trigger touch and everything else, they're much better. And that's why I don't want Michelle mad at me.
Yes. I think the animal kingdom has taught us that females are much more lethal than males are.
Yeah, we just sort of show up and take credit, don't we?
Exactly.
Good hunting, female lions. Boy, you took down that elephant. Only two of you, too, huh? Well, I'm sort of hungry. Get out of my way. Anyway.
Yep.
As we go away, we got maybe a minute. Tell everybody how to get in touch with Texas Law Shield if you want to join, if you're in those states. Tell them where to go to figure out what they got to do.
It is as easy as going to uslawshield.com, using your state and signing up. Or, of course, just giving us a call. If anybody just wants to talk to us about becoming a member, call 877-448-6839.
As a matter of joining, when somebody does join, they get a bunch of resources made available to them by you, right?
That is correct. Our program is comprehensive in that we believe in education, and we send out all sort of education materials to our members to make
Very
you
good.
To stay safe.
Thanks for joining me again, guys. Of course, I'm still waiting for South Carolina to be in the loop, but I'll be in touch. You guys stay safe. We're going to go into the third hour on a Monday. This is Lock and Load.